Good morning. This is Destiny of Various Aspects coming to you once again. It is July the 19th, a Sunday. And yes, the last time y'all heard from me was June the 7th of 2020. And a lot happened between that time until now. During that time, there was two birthdays that occurred. It was my grandson's birthday, his first birthday that occurred, and then my birthday occurred, and then I had a visit from my oldest. So during this COVID-19, you know, those type of occurrences, not bad. It just lets you know that life continues to go on. And as life continues to go on, the dynamic of different relationships team will evolve. Not seems, but will evolve. And as it evolves, you have to be flexible to those changes. Now, I'm reminding you that a change is not bad. Mm-mm. Changes is a growth. Sometimes it could be a spurt, or sometimes it could be slow. Or sometimes it can, you know, it doesn't seem like anything's going on, but underneath the surface, it truly is. So, what do I mean when I say, you know, the relationships in this season are just, you know, having its different definitions of growing? Well, like the relationship between a child and its parent. Now, it grows differently because of the simple fact that when the child is dependent upon the parent during this season, the child is looking with ever-increasing eyes and saying through their movements, I need your help. Because of what you see on the, you know, the news, you're going to, you know, try when you become an adult of a parent to try to give your parent help. But there's a way of doing it. There's a way of doing it where it's not no disrespect being seen through the eyes of the parent towards the child, the grown child. And remember, you know, just reminding, you know, because all of my kids are grown. But, you know, there's a thing where if I am seeing that I'm good, my thing is, ask me. Don't just assume that, okay, this is what needs to happen and I'm going to do it. Ask me. Same thing when your parents are much, much older and you are older, you know, older as an adult, and you are seeing that your parents need help, and you have to, you know, go through those waters very carefully, because with them, any parents that's over the age of 60 and up, they, you know, may be having some health concerns that may, you know, may not always be easy to navigate as far as giving them the help. And it's, the navigation is very choppy, very choppy. And so, like, if you are already in a steady relationship during this season, because you are together more, you are basically learning things about your significant other that could be alarming or could be great, because you're making the adjustments. And if it becomes alarming, there's help out there, but you just have to make sure that you move accordingly. Okay? When it becomes charming, you're falling back deeper in love. You're not allowing the stress of what's going on to, you know, hasten a relationship in a way that goes in a downward spiral. You're going up. And, you know, I charge your heart to know that when stress occurs, go to the CDC. Because right now, we are seeing an alarming rate go up where people are trying to take their lives. They are using substances, drugs, alcohol, and different prescriptions of that nature to numb what they view as an inability to do things. You cannot numb yourself. And this is what I mean by change. Sometimes it's like slow and steady. Sometimes you can see the growth going. Sometimes it's a spurt. And we want to just, you know, just let you know that we're going to make it through this. We're going to definitely make it through this. Don't be alarmed. You know, there's different things that's coming up by the end of this month. That if you were getting unemployment, that $600 is going to be, you know, gone. Because you have Senate leaders that hopefully you voted that are not doing what we want to say, the will of the people. They're looking at it and saying, well, giving y'all the $600 is making you not want to work. But the economy and what's going on is precluding people from actually going back to work. Is precluding folks from honestly being able to, honestly being able to support themselves. But now is the time where normal ways of making money is not always going to be the way that makes sense. People say, well, I got a side hustle. Those side hustles make sense when people have the money to actually do something. And, you know, in the real basis of this particular one is about our health and wellness. Our health and wellness has to first come first and foremost with ourselves. And we need to make sure that anything that we do for ourselves, whether it's growing vegetables, you know, or fruit or whatever in your garden, in your space, is your green. Is you guess what? When I was gardening, oh my God, I was, you know, so relaxed because you get the chance to, you know, get into that dirt and feel the dirt between your fingers and put that plant in and just, you know, all of those things are available to you and you can do that. So, you know, we have to make sure our health and wellness is good. Health and wellness with our parents, health and wellness with ourselves, health and wellness with others in a social distancing kind of manner. You know, if you have somebody who is much older than you, navigates those waters in respectful terms. Because of the simple fact, they're very, I don't want to use the word scared, but that's probably what it is. They're very scared of what is currently going on. And because they're very scared of what's currently going on, there is a amount of fear that they are seeing in their head. And you have to speak to that fear with love. You have to speak to that fear with love. If there is things going on that when you need people to be, you know, aware of what's going on with you, reach out and let people know. If you're feeling that yourself is going in a spiral, go on those websites, the CDC website, the National Suicide, halfofus.com. All of those websites will be able to give you not only some comfort during this time, but understanding and awareness. And that's what we need to do, is be aware of when there's signs that come up that is not correct, or signs when you might be moving towards an area of concern. So I want y'all to, you know, be slow and not just slow and steady, but even with your growth in this COVID season, be even in your growth. Make sure that your health and wellness is first and foremost in your thought pattern, in your actions, in your movement, in your alignment. So I'm not going to be on here long, because I have other things that we will discuss in the coming weeks. Because I've been thinking, I was thinking really, you know, I wasn't just, you know, stagnant. No. There's different things that, you know, come up that, you know, takes a little bit of time to make sure that when it is actually developed correctly, you will actually enjoy and get what you need, those nuggets. You would get those things as you need it. So, as with always, there's three calls that I would like for you to do. One, I want you to, you know, listen, comment, leave feedback, leave a voice recording. And this is one of the things where I know that, you know, okay, we are listening and we're doing what we need to do and we're getting this totally together. One. Two, if you are enjoying this, share it. Share amongst the people that you know, especially if it's bringing some joy to you, edification. Three, if you are enjoying, you can always send the support that you would like, monetized support you would like to send. It's always, always appreciated. Why? Because, you know, when you do that, you're going to reap a blessing. You're going to have no room to store it all. Sometimes we need to learn to sow into one another. When we do that, it just continues to go where it needs to go. So, on that note, love, love completely, deeply, and intently. Love is what we're commanded to do. And in doing so, we will reap a harvest that we won't have room enough to store it all. Love up on that person today that is not expecting it. And when you do that, it's just making that person's world a little bit brighter and yours as well. Your light will shine bright. So this is Destiny of in various aspects. Signing off on Sunday, July the 19th, 2020. Till next time.